The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
We now present a special interview with Mr. Ariel Saunders, Operations Coordinator, Ministry of Rural Development and Local Government on the TBC Radio Network. Freedom 106.5 FM, 95 The Ultimate One. Sky 99.5 FM, Slam 100.5 FM, and Vibe CT 105 FM and Sangeet 106.1 FM. So good morning to you, Mr. Saunders. Welcome to the TBC Radio Network, and thank you so much for taking the time to do this interview.
Good morning, Tusker. Thanks for having me.
So we understand that there will be a program, and the first question is, what areas are being targeted when the program begins?
All right, awesome. So as has been advertised on our ministry's pages, traditional and social media, you see that the Ministry of Rural Development and Local Government, we are partnering with CPEP to launch an initiative that is focused towards cutting and clearing of overgrown bushes and properties, as well as, you know, cleaning of drains. But it's going to be done in a very focused and managed way, right? We'll look at identifying and eradicating the potential mosquito breeding grounds. As I said, overgrown grass, we're looking at targeting areas that have, you know, a lot of overgrown grass in derelict lots. And, you know, more than the usual maintenance of drains and ditches and so on. As we set out in the advertisement, we will be targeting all 14 municipal corporations. We're looking at two corporations per week. We have decided to start with the corporations that have reported the highest number of cases in terms of dengue and the highest mortality rate in terms of the dengue fever. So this week, the first week, which is next week, beginning on Monday, we start at the Pinal de Bay Regional Corporation and the San Fernando City Corporation.
And how long will the program run for?
Right, this program will run for 7 weeks. So we're looking at targeting two municipal corporations per week. And we will be using a workforce of roughly 900 workers each day as we target these corporations, 450 per corporation on average.
Is Tobago also scheduled for the Cut and Clear Dengue Prevention Program?
No, Tobago is not scheduled for this program because this program is being managed by the Ministry of Rural Development, which has responsibility for all municipal corporations in Trinidad. Mm-hmm. As you know, Tobago is managed by the Tobago House of Assembly.
Mm-hmm. So they would have their own campaign running as well, which in time, I guess, they will give that information for. What prevention methods should residents undertake to avoid breeding sites?
All right, so we are guided by the Ministry of Health and all the protocols that exist. However, we believe that the public could support us in this initiative by reporting areas that require our intervention, right? So we know that driving by, probably in your communities, you may see plots of land with overgrown bushes. You may see drains that are potential breeding sites for mosquitoes. And we would like you to reach out to us as urgently as you can and report these things to us. From the moment we have launched this campaign, we have received a number of messages coming forward from the public. So we are happy that persons are paying attention and are willing to report it. And if you let us know what type of work needs to be done, whether it's drain cleaning, grass cutting, the address, the house number, street name and such, and even as far as sending us pictures of the property that you believe needs our attention, we will engage you and we will come to provide that level of support. Otherwise, we know that, of course, it's an individual responsibility to ensure that you manage the breeding sites within your home, make sure that there's no empty containers where there could breathe, mosquitoes could breed in clean water. Mm-hmm. We also know that it's found in flower pots, guttering, all those things. We really want to make sure that everybody understands their personal responsibility. But in terms of this initiative, please reach out to us and inform us of the areas that you believe, you know, urgently need our intervention. Now, we know that people may use this opportunity to let us, be informed of areas that probably just need some maintenance. And, you know, while that is important and while that does fall within the purview of the Ministry of Rural Development and CPEP, we want to address the areas that are at highest risk of breeding mosquitoes and treated them with urgency.
Mm-hmm. So there will be a list of priority once you call and give that information.
Correct. So we have requested of the municipal corporations from their existing data collection exercises, the areas that they believe warrant our attention. But when the public submits, we have a data collection team that is, you know, ably supported by the change management unit of the ministry, mm-hmm. who will be looking at the information and basically, you know, measuring it against what the corporation has submitted. And that information will be going out to our CPEP teams each morning at 5 a.m. so that they know what areas they'll be focusing on.
And can you give any hotline numbers that the public can use to give you this sort of information?
Certainly. So we are primarily using WhatsApp, and we advise people, please don't call. Send us a WhatsApp message at 766-4199. That's 766-4199. Alternatively, please reach out to your nearest municipal corporation and send them the information. We also want to urge you to, you know, pay attention to the schedule which we have posted. As you all know, this week we'll be, we'll be looking at San Fernando City Corporation and Pinal DB. The second week we'll be looking at Dago Martin and Chaguanas. And it's published there so that you could have an idea of when we will be targeting those corporations. So Sangre Grande, which probably should be in the last week of the exercise, you know, if you send us information and you're from the Sangre Grande Regional Corporation and you haven't seen us in a week, please understand that it's a schedule that we are following, and we are really heavily guided by that.
Mm-hmm. And for those who are not able to provide that cleanup of their own surroundings, they can also communicate with you for help, because you did say yes. that you are willing to work with them to get their areas clean, like yes, the elderly and those who are disabled who can't do it on their own.
Correct. If you have a property where you know it's a difficult task for you to be able to manage, and you need our support in terms of clearing of the bushes, cleaning drains, and so on, we stand ready to assist. However, when you're reporting property that probably does not belong to you, we do suggest that you try to get onto the owner and have us give them their express permission mm-hmm. to be able to take care of the property.
All right. Mr. Saunders, thank you so much for taking the time and giving us this information. And yeah, we will battle together to delete dengue.
No problem at all, Tusker. I just want to emphasize, you know, how important this initiative is. As we know, we have over 500 confirmed cases. We have 5 deaths, and we really want to, at this point in time, you know, manage that spread, make sure that we get those numbers down, make sure that we eliminate all breeding sites. This is an initiative that the Minister of Rural Development and Local Government, Honorable Faris Alari, Senior Counselor, takes very seriously. He's very passionate about. It's ably supported by our Permanent Secretary, Mr. Peter Mitchell, and our Change Manager, Mr. Siddiq Hussein, and they're all on board. We are also being supported heavily by CPEP through its Operations Coordinator, Mr. Balkaran, and all municipal corporations. So this is a all-hands-on-deck sort of initiative where we are urging the public to come on board with us. Let's put focused, specific attention in regional corporations that have higher cases so that we can get those numbers down. We appreciate the forum as well that you've given us this morning.
You're much welcome. Thank you so much, Mr. Saunders. And that was our special interview with Mr. Ariel Saunders, Operations Coordinator, Ministry of Rural Development and Local Government.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.